Good evening.
Afternoon, however you look at it, depending on what time you're accustomed to going to service, right? We're good?
We're good.
We're glad to be here this evening.
Amen.
And glad to have some Zach's family with us. Appreciate that. I know he does. And so you be much in prayer for him this evening as he'll be speaking for us here in just a little bit. And so stand with us this evening, if we would, go to the Lord in prayer. Continue to pray for all those on the prayer request list that we know of. And then also remember the Johnny Simons family, Calvin Phillips, Esther, and Zach's dad's traveling. Continue to remember Laura and the baby. It's the time that's going there. I'm trying to remember. There's other, I didn't write them down, sis, you sent them to me, but.
Sister Ruby Riddle's niece.
Sister Ruby Riddle's niece is in ICU, so remember her.
Callie Goins.
Brother Don's adopted son, and then also Sister Jean Walker's brother Pete, in your prayers. Any others this evening? Unspoken. Amen. Continue to remember Sister Donna Faye, too. She's got more upcoming chemo treatments. Father, tonight we thank you, Lord, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Thanking you, dear God, for allowing us to be in your house and for each one who's here. Ask you, Lord, tonight just to have your way in our service, dear God. Be with everything that's said and done. May it bring to you glory, honor, and praise. Lord, we ask you tonight that you just draw us close to thee, close one to another, precious God. Touch these needs according to your plan, according to your will, and help us, Father, to accept it. Lord, I pray tonight now that you just have your way in all we do and say in Jesus' holy name. And amen. Amen. You may be seated this evening. Where's that? What page was that? I'm part of the family of God.
344
in your red book. I'm part of the family of God. And I'm so glad tonight that I am part of the family of God. So glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Joint heirs with Jesus as we travel. Because we're a family and nice folks so dear. When one has a heartache, we are there to tears and rejoice in each victory in this family so dear. And I'm so glad I'm a part of the family. I've been washed in the fire. 3:17, victory in Jesus. Did you want to lead a few tonight?
With His redeemed. page 589. Page 589. What about page 599?
lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And in a little light from heaven filled my soul. Made my heart in love and wrote my name above. Just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Jesus makes it right. Some without a ray of cheer, and in a cloud of death my hide the day. The mists of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but this little talk with Jesus clears the way. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. Hear our faintest cry. Answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn it. Know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may doubt it, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. Hear our faintest cry. Answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn it. Know a little fire is burning. A little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Have any specials this evening?
Window on the windowsill.
That's Jacob. That's okay.
Anybody else?
Stood in the courtroom, the judge turned my way. It looks like you're guilty. Now what do you say? I spoke up, Your Honor. I have no defense, but that's when mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case. Called to the stand, God's saving grace. The blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in. I stood there and wondered, how could this be that someone so guilty had just been set free? My chains were broken. I felt born again the moment that mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case. Called to the stand, God's saving grace. The blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in. The blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in.
Kayla, did you have anything that? Brother Don does. Give me your hand. Give me your hand. I'll help you out. Well, for most of you, there's no shortage of knowledge of Zach, so I won't try to explain him to you. But for those of us who've known him for the last 6 years and a little beyond that, or the last 4 years, as him and Rye have been here at the church and coming here since they were dating and back and forth a little bit, and then after they got married, staying here, you know him. Proud to call him son. And thank God for all that he's done in their lives. And, you know, if we was to sit back and say, you know what, we don't know what tomorrow holds, it's true, but we do know who holds tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's why I've been saying, let's pray for Zach and what God would have him to do and the family. That's between him and God and him and Mariah. But on the same hand, he wants to know what God wants for him in life, where God wants to use him, how God wants to use him. And, you know, when you start searching for that, God will show you.
Yes, he will.
And so for that tonight, we're thankful and we're proud. And, you know, he didn't tell me that he was thinking about wanting to preach. But Sunday night back, I just looked at him and I said, when do you want to take it? And I said, next week? Not next week, he says. I said, then the week after that. And so we've been praying and just trusting God. And so tonight we're proud to have Zach just to bring our message for us tonight. So we're going to ask you to stand and pray. And I will be honest with you, this is the first time in my years of ministry that I've had a first-time preacher. Now, that both scares me and excites me, you know, because it's never happened before. But that's the exciting part, and knowing that he loves God, there's no doubt in my mind, you know. But where God will take him, that I guess that's the scary part for us, you know. We don't know where God's going to end up taking us. And so the uncertainty is what we pray for, trusting God that he'll do what he wants to do in their lives. Father, we thank you tonight for your love, your mercy, and grace. Thank you, dear God, for the blessings you give. And Lord, tonight we know that you're still reigning, you're still in control. Father, knowing tonight that you're still calling young men. God, what a blessing it is, Father, for this to happen to us. And Lord, tonight I know so that as we go throughout the remaining days of our lives, however long or short they may be, we're always going to have to lean on you and trust in you. And Lord, tonight that's what we do. In behalf of Zach and Mariah, dear God, their family, Lord, we're just leaning on you. We're trusting in you. We're asking you, Father, to have your way. Asking you, Father, to give him the words that we need, dear Lord. Father, the ones that you've chosen for us to use him in. And so, Lord, tonight we just ask you, Father, let thine anointed touch be upon him. Let thy grace and thy mercy surround him. And dear God, I pray tonight, let thy word flow from him. Let it be so tonight, dear God, your will, evident of your plan. And for that, Father, we'll praise you and we'll thank you and we'll give you glory. In Jesus' holy, holy name. And amen.
This thing on or people always told me my whole life that I've got a big mouth, so I don't know if it's on or not. Green light was on.
Green light's on?
Yeah.
Utilize.
Alright. Alright, obviously this is the first time for me. Obviously not a first time for many of you, but you know. Here we go. So I'm going to keep it short today. I've got 14 points. I've got 5 sub-points. So we might be out of here in about 30 minutes. All right. Scripture we're going to start out in is Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 26. You guys might be me there. Hebrews 10:26 says, "For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins." title of my sermon is, "How is your character?" Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day, Lord. I want to thank you for this word you've given us. Thank you for this opportunity for me to present your word to this body, this your church body, Lord. Thank you for everything you've done for us, and I just pray that you just use me as a vessel, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, so my first point is going to be on truth. Obviously, you know, verse Hebrews 10:26, you know, it says, after we receive the knowledge of the truth, you know, obviously truth is very key. Point in, you know, the King James Bible. Go ahead and turn to Ephesians 4:25. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. The Bible, you know, it talks about truth a lot. Can anybody tell me how many times the word truth is found in the Bible? Nobody? Okay. I didn't know how many times either, you know, looked it up. Truth is mentioned 235 times in 222 verses. So, I mean, you know, 235 times, that's quite a few times. So, I mean, truth is very important to the Lord. let's see. Let's turn to Zechariah 8:16. These are the things that ye shall do. Speak every man the truth to his neighbor, execute the judgment of truth, and peace in your gates. The word truth, the definition of the word truth, is the property of being in accord with fact or reality. In everyday language, truth is typically ascribed to things that aim to represent reality or otherwise correspond in such as beliefs, proportions, and declarative sentences. Truth is usually held to be the opposite of a falsehood. There's a lot of people today that they do not care about the truth. They will lie directly to your face and tell you that they are your friend. They will cheat you. They will do whatever it takes just for them to get ahead of you. So, I mean, truth is almost like, you know, people say chivalry is dead. Well, truth definitely is dead, because there is countless people that will just do whatever they want to get whatever they want. Proverbs 12. I definitely have a lot of scripture this evening. Going through, you know, been working on this a few weeks. The Lord put it on my heart a few weeks ago. And I'm like, Lord, okay, you know, what exactly do you want me to, you know, to have in this? And he's like, well, just use scripture. I mean, you know, you can't get any better than that. So, all right. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 17. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. So, I mean, the Lord just tells you right there that, you know, hey, if you speak truth, if you are truthful, I've got your back. I'm going to take care of you. Just you know, don't be deceitful. Just you know, have truth in everything you do. All right, my next point. Told you I was going to keep it short. My next point is honesty. We'll go to 1 Timothy chapter 2. If I can find First Timothy. There we go. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2 reads, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach." I might have that wrote down wrong.
You're in 2 Timothy,
but... Oh, I am in 2 Timothy. All right. 1 Timothy. All right, let's try that one. "For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty." Right. So, I mean, obviously, honesty is very important to, you know, being truthful. You can't be truthful unless you have honesty inside of you. Now, obviously, honesty is very important, but do you know how many times this is found in the scriptures? Once. That verse we just read is the only time. The word honesty, that's it, right there. So, obviously, for my second point, honesty, you know, if there's only one scripture, you know, need a little bit more to go off of than that. So then I took the why off and made it honest, and that's found a few more times. Let's see, we'll go with... let's go with Luke 8:15. "But that on the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience." So, the word honest, you know, obviously it's the same, pretty much the same thing as honesty. honesty is a facet of moral character that connotes positive and virtuous attributes such as integrity, truthfulness, straightforwardness, including straightforwardness of conduct, along with the absence of lying, cheating, theft, you know, etc. Let's go with 2 Corinthians.
8.
As it is written, he that hath gat, yeah, I can read. I was homeschooled. He that hath gathered much had nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack. Oh, I'm in the wrong verse again. All right. It's not 15. It's 21. All right. Providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. So, I mean, being honest obviously has to do with, you know, you showing honesty towards other people. So, I mean, that's something, you know, as Christians, we need to be not only honestly inward to ourselves and to God, but we need to be honest outwardly so other people can see that we're honest. My wife tells me that I don't buy her flowers. In all honesty, I didn't know she sold flowers. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 7. Now I pray to God that you do not evil, but that we should appear approved, but that you should do that which is honest, though it be as reprobates. So honesty, you know, everybody's always looking out for themselves. They don't care what they have to do to get it. So, I mean, that's just another thing that, you know, we as Christians have to show towards other people, that we can be honest, even though, okay, you know, in work, in whatever we're doing, we have to be honest, because if not, you know, our character is at stake. Because, I mean, you know, if we're not honest, then we're just like anybody else. So, I mean, even if we speak the truth, if we're not honest behind closed doors, then we're the same as the ones that cheat or lie or, you know, just do whatever they want to get what they want. All right, here's my on to my third point. It's on integrity. Turn to Proverbs 19. And there's several verses in Proverbs. All right, Proverbs 19 and verse 1. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. So, I mean, right there, the Bible tells us that we are better if we have nothing, if we have nothing to our name, if we have nothing at all, if we are poor. Our integrity is better if we are poor than if we are the richest person in the world. Mm-hmm. The next scripture is Proverbs 11 and verse 3. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. So, I mean, there again, it's saying, you know, that, you know, if you're righteous, you've got your integrity, is better than, you know, if you've got lots of things or you're a well-known person. Well, let's turn to Psalms 26. Too far. Psalms 26 and verse 1. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. You know, that's basically saying, Lord, you know, I've been walking in integrity, you know, I'm doing your will. I'm trying to be honest, I'm trying to do the truth in everything I do. So it's basically just like, Lord, I'm doing what you want me to do. So, you know, you've got my back. The word integrity is found 16 times in the Bible. So, I mean, not as much as truth, but more than honesty. So your integrity matters, even though it's not as much as truth. Your integrity matters just as much as being honest. So, I mean, without integrity, you know, what's the point of any of it? Integrity is the practice of being honest and showing a consistent and uncompromising adherence to strong moral and ethic principles and values. So with that being, you know, like it is, if you can't have integrity, then, you know, it's basically saying, well, if there's no integrity, then there's no truth or anything to it. So, I mean, we've got to watch ourselves and test each other to, you know, keep our integrities intact the way that the Bible says they should. Let's see. Psalms. No. Also in chapter 26. No, can't be 26. Maybe chapter 25. Maybe that's what I've got wrote down. 25:21. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. You know, just basically saying, Lord, you know, I'm trying to do my best, so, you know, you're just taking care of me. Psalms chapter 8. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to mine integrity that is in me. Psalms 41 and verse 12. And as for me, thou upholdest me in my integrity and settest me before thy face forever. The Bible talks a lot about, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So, I mean, if you want others to be honest and truthful and to have good integrity, obviously you have to show them the same thing.
That's right.
So, I mean, in order, you know, in order for Christians, for us Christians, to want other people who aren't Christians to do them the same way, you've got to be honest and truthful and have integrity towards them, because if you don't show a lost person that, you know, you come in contact with them every, you know, every day, if you don't show them honesty, then they're going to think, oh, well, Christianity is just a joke. You know, so-and-so says he's a Christian, but he doesn't show it the way it's supposed to be. Then what's the point? You know, if he says he's a Christian, but he's, you know, lying, cussing, cheating during the week, then who's to say that I'm wrong? You know, so I mean, we've got to show others what it means to be a Christian through our character.
That's right.
Job 27 and verse 5. Job is a very familiar story. Most of you should know what, you know, the Lord taking everything away from Job and him, and he still holds his integrity and his character the way it was, like he had everything before. Job is a very, very good, you know, character as what a Christian should be. He's got everything. He's still honoring the Lord. He's got nothing. And nothing changed. He still honored the Lord as if he had everything.
That's right.
Job chapter 27 and verse 5. God forbid that I should justify you till I die. I will not remove my integrity from me. It's basically saying right there that my integrity is going to be exactly the same until the day I die. So, I mean, we as Christians have to make sure that we've got our integrity in check, because if not, who's to say that, you know, who's to say? My final scripture, and I'll let y'all go. I know you've been in here quite a while already. It's Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 7. The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. So, I mean, just that verse right there just, you know, kind of seals it for me. So if I walk with truthfulness and honesty and keep my integrity in check, I'm going to be blessed, because my children are going to see it the same way.
That's right.
So if I show my children, the next generation, how a Christian should walk and do everything in their daily life, then I'm not going to have to worry about their eternal, you know, their eternity. Because they'll see, oh, well, you know, Dad, he showed us how to walk, how to treat other people, how to follow Jesus. Then they're going to want to do the same thing. So I won't have to worry about them going to heaven, because I'll see them again.
That's right.
So, you Christians, how is you guys' character? How is you guys' character?
Brother Danny always says that sometimes we're the only Bible other people read. And all of those things add up to the sum of God's Word, who we are in Christ Jesus. Go ahead and stand with us tonight. Father, we're so grateful and thankful, Lord, tonight for the Word that You've given. Father, there's no better way to preach than through Scripture. And Lord, tonight every word that Zach has read of You, speaking to our hearts, challenging us, dear God, ministering, strengthening, maybe even chastising. Dear God, these are things that we needed to hear. Yes, Father, the things that we should incorporate. Yes. And make sure, dear God, that we're following them, as Zach said. Lord, to make sure that we are a light, and not a false light, but a real light. Father, to make sure that just as Christ said that there are some who are wolves in sheep's clothing, God, that we're not one of those. So, Father, help us, Lord, tonight to maintain our integrity, our honesty. God, help us, Lord, after that we've known the truth, to walk thereby and be light. Father, tonight I thank You, Lord, for Your Word. I thank You, Father, for Zach and what he said. Thank You most of all, dear God, for Jesus, my Savior. And ask, Father, tonight if there be one heart, Lord, in need, of whatever reason it might be, Father, before we leave here, dear God, that that heart would make that choice. Father, either be saved, come back to You, or just seek You out, God, to find out what it is You'd have for them in their life, the steps to take and the things to do. We'll give You glory, Father. We'll give You praise, Father, in Jesus' holy, holy name. And amen. Amen. Does anybody have a desire to come and pray tonight before we dismiss the service?